Thank you for the introduction. Hi, I'm Amy Bumgarner, graduate research assistant at Texas A&M AgriLife, and a graduate student at Texas Tech. Soil tests often indicate a sufficient amount of potassium greater than 150 milligrams per kilogram. Plant uptake may be low due to low soil mobility and soil reactions that reduce availability. Cotton yield potential has increased due to changes in genetics, which has increased not only the quality but also the rate at which cotton takes up potassium. Potassium is a very important nutrient for cotton production and can influence plant growth and development. Potassium has been known to mitigate drought stress due to efficiently maintaining photosynthetic activity. In the southern high plains, groundwater resources are becoming more limited, and potassium may be a means to mitigate that stress. Several reports show that water mapping can be done through box picking. Cotton mapping by main nodes and fruiting positions has helped determine fruit distribution. Potassium levels in the plant are found in the uppermost leaf due to potassium being a mobile nutrient in the plant. Cotton is influenced by potassium deficiency more frequently than other agronomic crops due to high uptake rate and inefficiency in absorbing potassium. Cotton can set bowls later in the season when potassium is increased. Our objectives were to evaluate application rates of potassium fertilizer coupled with irrigation level on cotton lint yield and to determine the effect of potassium fertilizer rates within irrigation level on bowl distribution and yield contribution from specific node zones. Our hypothesis were high irrigation levels and high potassium rates will increase cotton lint yield, and potassium fertilizer will mitigate drought stress through increased bowl retention or number on early nodes. Our total irrigation or rainfall for 2016 and 2017 were very similar, with 2016 having a higher amount early in the season and 2017 having a higher amount and later in the season, which can make the season cooler and decrease cotton maturity. That shows up in our growing degree days, with 2017 having less later in the season, which can decrease maturity and fiber quality. In order to address the previous objectives in 2016 and 2017, we planted Delta Pine 1522 at the Texas Tech New Deal Farm. Potassium was applied 2 to 4 weeks before planting at knife injection of 0015, a liquid formation of muriate of potash. 5 application rates of 0.45, 90, 135, and 180 kilograms of potassium per hectare was applied, with 2016 irrigation levels at pre-plant, early season, high, and low, averaging about 27 centimeters, and 2017 at 20 centimeters. Soil samples were taken before potassium application and planting at 3 depths of 0 to 15, 15 to 30, and 30 to 60 centimeters. Box picking was conducted on 1 meter length of row per plot, and lint yield was calculated after ginning seed cotton samples. Our statistical analysis was evaluated in SAS 9.3 using GLIMIX in order to determine mean separation using Fisher's protected LSD. In 2016, potassium ranged from 522 milligrams per kilogram at the shallowest depth to 314 milligrams per kilogram at the deepest depth. And in 2017, potassium ranged from 605 milligrams per kilogram to 370 milligrams per kilogram at the shallowest depth, deepest depth. In these potassium rates, potassium would not be recommended. However, producers in the southern high plains have seen a response in yield when potassium is applied on their own fields. The lower potassium rates at the deeper depths may be due to plant uptake. Moving on to lint yield, on the x-axis is potassium rate in kilograms per hectare, and on the y-axis is lint yield in kilograms per hectare. In 2016, there was no significant difference in potassium rate. However, high irrigation significantly increased yield. And in 2017, the trends were similar, but the difference between high and low irrigation was less. Here are results for box picking. On the x-axis is node number. On the y-axis is bulls per hectare, with the colored lines representing different potassium rates, with 2016 on top and 2017 on bottom, with low irrigation on the left and high irrigation on your right. Under low irrigation, there's a sharper increase in bulls on the early nodes with a peak and a sharper decline as you move to the middle and upper nodes, while in 2017, the peak occurred higher on a higher node. While for high irrigation, the bull distribution was over a wider range of nodes. In order to summarize our potassium and irrigation levels, we grouped our nodes into early zone in green from first position nodes of 5 to 1, and in maroon our middle nodes of 9 to 12, and gray for our late nodes of starting at 13, with the second and third positions based on similar maturities. In 2016, our total bulls, we had potassium rate on the x-axis in kilograms per hectare and bulls per hectare on the y-axis, with high irrigation on your left and low irrigation on your right. There was no significant difference under high irrigation, while low irrigation saw an increase in total bulls at 135 kilograms per hectare, over 45 and 90 kilograms per hectare. For total yield, there are no significant difference under high or low irrigation. For 2017 total bulls, we saw no difference in under high irrigation, while low irrigation, 180 kilograms per hectare, significantly increased potassium rate, while you also saw an increase in the early and middle nodes zones. For 2017, our box picking yield, we saw no significant difference under high irrigation, and under low irrigation, 180 again increased yield. And the 180 also had the increase in early and middle node zones. In summary, no significant differences existed for potassium fertilizer rate on bulk lint yield. In 2016, 135 kilograms of potassium per hectare, and in 2017, 180 kilograms of potassium per hectare generally resulted in more bulls in the early nodes under low irrigation. In 2017, 180 kilograms of potassium per hectare significantly increased box picking yield under low irrigation. In conclusion, irrigation had a significant effect on lint yield, which is consistent with other studies on the Texas High Plains. Potassium application rate in the early and middle node zones influenced box picking yield and bulls under low irrigation in 2017. I'd like to thank my committee members, Dr. Lewis, Dr. Bird, Dr. Morgan, and Dr. Ritchie, and Dr. Lewis and Dr. Bird's lab groups for sample collection and laboratory assistance, Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service Soil, Water, and Forage Testing Laboratory in College Station, Dimmitt Sulfur for fertilizer donation, Delta Pine for seed donation, and our funding sources, Cotton Incorporated, IP&I, and Fluid Fertilizer Foundation. My literature is cited throughout my presentation. Thank you. I can take any questions. Yes. Well, potassium fertilizer can help you manage your irrigation more efficiently, because if you do put a little less irrigation, that potassium application can help increase your yield.